This is a CBC podcast. Discover the CBC programs of yesteryear, like Man Alive and Life and Times, with the CBC Digital Archives. Watch, hear, and collect your favorite clips at cbc.ca/archives.
Climate change has inspired many things: environmentalism, political action, political inaction, and now, bizarrely, it's inspired a water park. That's right, a large outdoor water park at the northern tip of the United Arab Emirates. It's called Iceland. Here's a clip from a promotional video for the park.
Global warming has caused a transpolar Arctic drift. A clan of penguins, having lost their way home in the Arctic, survive a perilous journey from the Arctic Sea to the Arabian Desert and find a new home. Iceland.
So there you go. A water park in the desert. That's its backstory. The theme here: global warming has caused penguins to be washed up in the Middle East. And what were those birds doing in the Arctic in the first place? Sheesh. This week, as representatives from the UAE meet other world leaders at the United Nations Climate Conference in Cancun, people in the Arabian Desert will frolic amid water slides, igloos, and penguins. My guest, Arwa Aburawa, says this is an example of Middle Eastern countries not getting environmentalism. Aburawa is a writer for Green Prophet, an environmental news site reporting on the Middle East, and she is in our London studio. Arwa, hello.
Hi.
Can you describe Iceland for me? Describe the park. What are its features?
It's absolutely massive. I mean, they started building it in 2007 and they've just opened it, but apparently it's still in its first phases, so it will get better. It has the largest man-made waterfall in the entire world with 100,000 gallons cascading down every minute, apparently.
Wow.
I mean, they have facilities. It's just huge slides for families, for kids. You're able to, there's a dance disco where you can dance underwater. There's you can play football as it's raining. There's just huge slides. It's a huge theme park, and right in the middle of a desert, effectively.
And apparently penguins are everywhere, fake ones.
Yeah, I mean, penguins are kind of the mascot of the entire water theme park, so because the story is based on how they've come from, you know, the Arctic to the desert, so they are everywhere. They kind of lead the message. It's a really, really irresponsible idea that they've put forward, really.
Why is it irresponsible?
Basically because they have engaged with the issues of climate change and global warming, but then said, come and have fun at this water park. So they're sending a really mixed message about climate change and the real impacts it has. So instead of saying this is really serious and it has really negative impacts on people, it's saying, oh, actually, we've made a water park based on the idea.
But do you actually have concerns about some of the attractions at the park or the way that those attractions have an impact on the environment?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got the largest man-made waterfall in the world at this water park, and it's basically got 100,000 gallons of water cascading down every minute. So it's really troubling, especially when you think that the region is hit by issues such as water scarcity. I mean, the region is known for having power and water shortages, so...
Do you think that the developers understand that it might have been problematic to build a climate change-themed water park in the first place?
I think this is actually the funniest thing about this story, is that they really don't. They have this really, you get this real genuine sense that they thought this was a good idea. And I mean, till now, they don't seem to accept that how badly wrong they have kind of handled the global warming message. So that's quite worrying too.
So you think that actually the message of the park and the missed opportunity for education are two of the big problems here?
Sure. I mean, like I said, Middle East is one of them regions where knowledge of climate change is really low and people are just beginning to find out about it. So when something like this comes forward and sends these really mixed messages about climate change, it is actually going to be the first time people are going to be engaging with it. So it's really worrying that they're going to have such a bad kind of idea of what climate change is and what global warming is.
Is anyone in Emirates protesting about it?
Sadly, I've not heard much, but I was speaking to a couple of journalists and they were saying that people have got concerned, but a lot of them are just a bit worried about stepping forward and raising these concerns.
Some of the countries in the Arab world are not democratic. Are people mm-hmm. free to protest or speak their minds about the environment, or is there a fear of reprisal there?
I mean, the Arab region is quite diverse and a lot of countries have different kinds of governments and they're able to talk about different things, so it's hard to kind of make a blanket judgment on the ability of locals to speak. Like in Lebanon, there's quite an active movement that's able to put forward a lot of their concerns. But like I said, it's usually when it's in the government's interest to kind of speak about these things that people are given more freedom to mention them.
T- to what extent does an environmental movement exist in the UAE or in other Middle Eastern countries for that matter?
I mean, I'd have to admit that it's in kind of in the first stages of developing a really strong environmental movement. Just recently, people have started to engage with the message, with the issues, the data, the scientific data that's coming out and how it's going to affect the region. And as people find out more about the impacts it's going to have on them, then people are kind of stepping forward and saying, hey, we need to kind of, you know, campaign on these issues and raise awareness amongst locals and on our governments and make sure they take effective action.
Is environmentalism primarily a Western idea?
I think that's kind of a complex issue in the kind of modern sense of environmental issues. And yes, it is quite a Western concept, emerged in the 60s and around environmental movements. But that's not to disregard that environmental issues that people have in the Middle East, in the sense that there's a strong Islamic culture of caring for the environment, caring for water. So there's, in a sense, people can pull up on that and can engage with that from that aspect.
So there's almost a religious aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I mean, if you think about water scarcity as an issue, there's a lot of Quranic verses that deal with the issue of water and say, you know, you have to be really careful about not wasting it, even if it's abundant. So, I mean, a long time ago, people obviously used to rely more on the land and on the resources. So there was an invested interest in making sure that these weren't wasted.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Arwa.
Okay, no worries. Thanks again.
Arwa Abu Rawa is a writer for Green Prophet, an environmental news site that covers the Middle East.